What if the basics you buy every week could help save lives? That's Good Store. Good Store makes high-quality, everyday essentials like coffee, soap, socks, and more, then gives 100% of profits to charity. Not some, not most, all of it. Every purchase has a real-world impact, like helping with coral reef restoration, providing life-saving care to mothers and babies, and testing and treating tuberculosis in the areas that need it most. Visit us online at good.store. That's good.store. Next time you stock up on essentials, do some good with Good Store. Shop now at good.store. Good Store. Buy what you need. Fund what matters.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I don't want to say it, but I might say it, Selena.
Say what?
That's kind of hot. Muggy out. Couple sprinkles on the way in. I don't want to say it, but I might say it.
I'll say it. Earthquake weather.
Earthquake weather.
You just jinxed it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, stop manifesting that.
I didn't. Our security guard, Jordan, said
right
that to me.
I am right on the fault line. I don't need this.
Yeah, you don't.
You never feel it.
Yeah, you'll sleep right through it.
That's true. That's a good point.
Don't worry about it.
But you guys, this weather is weird.
It's supposed to be hot today, but it was all cloudy, and like I had some sprinkles hitting my windshield on the drive in. What in the earthquake weather is going on?
Scary. I don't like it.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yep.
From Graham.
Yeah, but no, I'm just relaying the message from our security guard.
All right, from George.
When I walked in, he was like, dude, earthquake weather. And I was like, bro, I know.
His name's George. You heard it here first from George.
Yep. Yeah.
We have Crazy Cash. By the way, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, we do have Crazy Cash. It's your chance to win $1,000. Grammy, do you have this hour's keyword?
I do. This hour's nationwide keyword is fun. Take the keyword fun to wild949.com, find the spot to enter it, and you might win $1,000. Good luck.
All right, here we go with the first talkback of the day.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, Nobody Special, aka Steve. Yeah. Hopefully, I'm the first talkback of the day. Friday was my dad's birthday. Took him to see the Odyssey. Took him and my nephew and my daughter, Harper, and it was great. Phenomenal movie. I thought it was going to be all hype, but it was actually amazing from beginning to end. And it has potential to be the best film of the year. But, yeah. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Okay, more good reviews about the Odyssey.
Will you guys be watching at any point?
No.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, will you?
I really want to see it.
But does your wife? She makes the movie and TV watching decisions.
Yeah, I think this would be right in her wheelhouse. I think
really?
She would like to see this. And our biggest problem is those pesky kids. I'm not bringing them to see it. I don't think this is a kid's movie. So it's like, you know, I got to get a babysitter or have them be like, I don't know, doing something else.
Right,
stay with the in-laws, you know.
Or you all go to the movie theater. They go to one of the rooms.
It doesn't work like that. You don't just like drop them off by themselves.
You don't just like leave your 6-year-old in a strange movie theater.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, this is 2026. It doesn't work like that anymore. What in the 1950s are you talking about?
I'm kind of glad Jess doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
I honestly,
I think it's for the best.
It is for the best.
For all of us.
Yeah.
All right. We have some major winning this morning. 640 tickets for Jay-Z. But we also have Giants tickets to give away.
Let's go.
Yep. So right now, leave us a talkback. That's how easy it is. Right there on the free iHeartRadio app, you'll see a tiny little red microphone. Click on that. Leave a message saying your name and who you're going to take with you if you win these four tickets to check out the Giants against the Brewers. This is happening July 28th, courtesy of Adobe.
Nice. Good luck. And you can leave those talkbacks at any point this week
during
the show. So get to it. Coming up next on the JV Show, did you guys hear about the restaurant here in San Francisco? Oh, my God. San Francisco. Getting a lot of backlash for using AI for, like, their menu photos.
No.
Let's talk about it coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, not the first talkback of the day. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Okay, people, it starts today. David's preliminary hearing kicking off in L.A. this morning. It's expected to last 3 days as prosecutors call witnesses and present evidence so the judge can decide whether or not there is enough to send all of this to trial. They're expected to lay out new, like, never-before-heard evidence today, too. By the way, David requested if he can be out of handcuffs for the hearing. I don't think the judge has responded to that yet.
I feel like this is a whole lot of extra preliminary. And can we jump to the part where they say he's guilty?
He seems awfully guilty. I know. Getting dragged
Everyone
on
Everyone needs due process. So, all right, the San Francisco Giants return from the All-Star break with losing 2 out of 3 to the Mariners in Seattle. And then yesterday they opened a new road series with the Kansas City Royals. Unfortunately, that didn't go well either. They lost 4-3. Giants have now lost 3 in a row. They're now 20.5 game backs of the Dodgers in the NL West. It's not good. And it's officially time to trade away everyone. Game 2 of the series with the Royals is today at 4:40.
Oh, Matt! Weird weather today. Cloudy start to your day with a little bit of a drizzle. Those clouds should clear by mid-morning. Still going to be a hot day. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with some areas reaching the low 90s.
Yeah, Napa looked like low 90s today. Yikes. Hey, Scorpio bestie.
Hey.
Today's going to be a 9. Your partner's been secretly scheming something special for you, and the clues are finally starting to click into place. Expect a mysterious, don't make plans Saturday type of text coming soon. So let yourself be surprised. Your Scorpio control freak tendencies can take the day off for once.
I would love, not a Scorpio, but I would love that.
Yeah. That does sound nice.
I know. All right, coming up next here on the JB Show, we got to talk about this restaurant under fire for using AI to like create menu pictures. If you want to go look at it now, go to JB Morning Show on Instagram.
The JB Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy, Henry and Hank. I'm checking in from Hayward this morning. This is to let you know that I'll be seeing the national anthem tonight at the San Jose Giants baseball game. They'll be taking on the Ontario Tower Roosters. First pitch is slated for 6:30 p.m. I hope to do a good job honoring the good old USA. And I'll talk to you real soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood.
That's our buddy Hammerin' Hank. And yeah, that's pretty exciting. The San Jose Giants game, if you're going to that tonight, you said they're playing the Ontario Tower Broasters or something.
Something like that.
And the Ontario Tower Coffee Roasters. And if you are going to that game, cheer on our buddy Hanky. He's gotten the opportunity to sing the national anthem quite a few minor league baseball games. And so, yeah, go support.
Nice. All right. So go to our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. Graham, did you already see these pictures?
I have. But I will refresh my memory of them
because
now.
These are menu items that you're going to see on there, like a menu from a restaurant here in the city. They're getting a lot of backlash. It's a place called Grind and Unwind. And I honestly feel bad for the couple that is running this. You know, she and her husband, they just opened up this new spot and they wanted to put a sign out by the window letting everybody know what kind of stuff that they, you know, that they serve there. If you want to pop in for a quick bite.
Mm-hmm.
But they turned to AI to make it. They wanted something quick. Something temporary.
Yeah.
They put it there in the window and people hated it. Someone spray painted outside the building what looks like it's supposed to be like seriously or something like that. And they had to like paint over it and like people were just leaving like bad comments and reviews.
This is bad.
I mean, okay, the pulled pork sandwich looks a little weird.
It looks like crocodile skin for bun.
It all looks weird. It looks terrible.
But is it the worst thing a restaurant can do? Do any restaurant menu pictures look like what you're actually getting?
But they
some do, and I'm always shocked by that. I'm like, this is the picture you chose? There are two types of restaurants. The ones that, you know, can afford the high-end food staging and photography and stuff. And yes, the food never comes out looking like that. And then there are other places where I'm like, did you just take a picture of this on your iPhone and then print it onto the menu?
Okay, those ones do look like it.
Because that doesn't look appetizing at all. But I appreciate the authenticity. I feel like
That's true.
I feel like what you should be doing is somewhere in between those two things, but it's sort of difficult to pull off. You have to be sensitive to the, and we've seen it before, the AI backlash. It's a real thing. And like people, should they be vandalizing your business over it? Of course not. Can they be annoyed by it and like think it's stupid? Yes, which is what I do. I image generation is one of the things that people use, you know, AI extensively for. And I get why, because you can generate this, what you're seeing on our story, JV Morning Show on Instagram, you can generate this in seconds. You know what I mean? Whereas before, you'd have to, I don't know, hire an ad agency, and then they'd get a photographer, and then they got to get the food prep, and they got to get all the ingredients, mm-hmm. and somebody's there spritzing each piece of lettuce as it goes into the hamburger. And so, you know, it's like, it's insane. You know, it's a big process to do real professional food photographs. So I get why people do it. You're trying to save a buck, but you also have to be understanding that people are sick of this crap.
Yeah, I mean, there is an option. You didn't have to include pictures. There's an option to just make
just list what you have.
Yeah. Like, that's I get true. That you want that visual, but if you're not going to have a visual of something that even looks appealing, because maybe if it was AI, but it looked a little bit more appealing to the eye, because this doesn't make me want to eat it. Maybe if it made people want to eat it, they would be a little less.
That focaccia bread on that thing on the left looks like a sponge.
I don't know.
Like, what is that?
It does look really bad. I will say that. But I just feel like it's not the worst thing a restaurant can do. Like, if I saw that, I might be like, they use AI to create that. But right. I'm not like, it doesn't like bother me enough to like go online and leave a mean comment.
Yeah, I'm not going to go review
or like
bomb
spray
the place.
Paint their building.
I'm not going to go graffiti. Like, I'm not going to vandalize it.
I'd be like, that's kind of weird, and move on with my day. Yeah.
Would it impact your decision on whether or not to go into a place? I think that's the real issue. The people that are taking it too far, like, what are you doing? Do something better with your time. But do you think it would impact your decision about, you know, you've got a million restaurants up and down the streets in San Francisco. Are you going to choose that one if you see that sign, or is it going to turn you away?
It's a good question.
Would it make you feel like they, if they cut corners on a menu, are they going to cut corners on the way that they prepare your food?
I don't know. That's a hard question to answer because I want to say like, well, I want to see what the food is going to look like.
Yeah.
But you go to places all the time and their menus don't have pictures for every single item. But you're like, true. Oh, that sounds good. I think I'll get that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Something makes me think, like, if I saw that sign, I would think the food is like very generic tasting. You know, like
I can see that.
That they like just said, like they're cutting corners on it or something.
That's one of the things a lot of people said.
Like, you're scared to post an actual picture of your food? Post your actual picture.
That's one of the things a lot of people said was, like, they were calling them lazy.
Yeah.
And to their defense, they were like, well, like, we know it's AI. We're not pretending that it's anything else. But people are like, that's how much effort you put into your business? You're just going to use AI to do all the work for you?
It is interesting, though, and, like, you know, I don't know, maybe less than a year or even now, they could have generated images that would have fooled people. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. Those ones look...
That's what I don't get. Why
the AI
and
these ones are very glaringly bad. But, like,
understand.
I feel like it's out there already. And if not, in the very near future, like, you just won't be able to tell.
I feel like I can go on right now.
Oh, that's a real picture.
I feel like I can go on right now and generate a better looking picture.
I do,
yeah.
too.
Like,
I think
these
I
are just
too.
Bad. These are really bad.
They're bad. I know they took that sign down.
They did.
They got rid of that sign,
yeah,
obviously, because of the backlash.
We're talking about a restaurant in San Francisco that used AI for their menu pictures.
Yeah.
People hated it, but yeah, you can go see what it looked like, JB Morning Show.
But I hope, like, at the end of the day, like, this is a family business.
Yep,
this is just a small business. It's a local business. Like, I hope that doesn't ultimately, like, one silly thing like this, as trivial as this is, like, I hope it doesn't actually ruin their livelihood and their business. Like, if they can make a good product, I hope they succeed. I hope people don't judge them going forward off of this. The sign's down. Let's move on.
I kind of want to go there and, like, just kind of scope it out.
Take your own pictures.
Try it.
I just want to hold up the picture.
Let's see what their food actually looks like.
Of that thing that looks like a sponge, that focaccia. And when I get that thing, I'm like, it doesn't look like the picture. I don't want this.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What if the basics you buy every week could help save lives? That's Good Store. Good Store makes high-quality, everyday essentials like coffee, soap, socks, and more, then gives 100% of profits to charity. Not some, not most, all of it. Every purchase has a real-world impact, like helping with coral reef restoration, providing life-saving care to mothers and babies, and testing and treating tuberculosis in the areas that need it most. Visit us online at good.store. That's GOOD.STORE. Next time you stock up on essentials, do some good with Good Store. Shop now at good.store. Good Store. Buy what you need. Fund what matters.
For the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey guys, this is Christina from Roseville. Graham, if you're thinking about going to see Odyssey, go and see it. Oh my God, I saw it on Sunday. It is a phenomenal movie. Does not leave you in suspense too much. Brings you right to the points. Moves along quickly. Great, great ending also. Go see it. Don't take the kids, of course. Not for the kids, that small. But you gotta see it. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Dude, yeah, I'm in. I gotta see it.
Everything I've heard is
awesome.
Good.
I know. I still don't know what it's really.
I don't think you
about.
Need to. I don't think. Don't worry about that.
I feel like I feel like at some point I'm gonna be forced to watch it because I feel like it's right down my husband's, you know, alley.
But yeah, to be honest, it's not really something I'd be into personally, but I'm sure it's great.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait. I'm sure I'll love it.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till it's on streaming.
Did you watch Obsession yet?
No, I'm going to wait till that's streaming.
It is on streaming.
Yeah.
But I don't have Peacock Premium.
Ugh.
I have regular Peacock.
I mean, you can still pay to stream it like on Amazon Prime. Okay, well, never mind then. All right, let's talk TV. What do you have, Jess? How are you watching things?
I've been watching The Ultimatum on Netflix because they do have a new season. I think we had talked about it last week. Selena, did you start it?
I have not started yet.
My gosh.
I know.
I will say it takes a little bit of getting into the season because the people on there this time around are... They're interesting.
Okay.
if you haven't watched The Ultimatum, though, they go in there to date new people and in the end decide if they want to continue. They go in there as couples.
Okay.
They date new people. They decide at the end, do they want to get engaged at the end of this? Do they want to leave alone or do they want to leave with somebody else that they explored a connection with? And the reason most of these couples go in there is because one person is ready to get married. The other one has their doubts or just isn't quite at that point yet. And I want us to talk about promise rings right now because there's a woman on the show.
Is this a spoiler?
Yeah. A little bit. She is in there with the guy that she wants to marry. She issued him the ultimatum because he does not seem ready. And she has not one, not two.
Uh-oh.
But... three promise rings.
Good for her.
Oh, my God.
So when they get introduced, they're like, David, that's his name. Why three promise rings? And this is what he says.
Just promise to love her forever, you know, promise to be her man and just, you know, take care of her, provide for her, protect her.
Three times.
Three times. Hey, got a reminder. Reassuring.
What can I ask a question? Graham, you're a guy.
Yeah.
What are guys so afraid of? Like, if you're going to promise three times, that's basically an engagement.
That there's something better out there for us.
Someone literally said three rings. That's your engagement ring. Then that's your wedding band.
Anniversary ring or something.
You know, like, what is it about if you know that you want to be with that person? Why not do the full commitment?
Or is it all a lie and you're just stringing her along so she doesn't leave you? Is that what it is?
That's kind of more what I would, the vibe that I think it is. Yeah. Like, I think that's what it is. Don't you? I mean, because what's the difference at that point? If you're,
I'm sure there's a Gen Z term for this, like breadcrumbing or something.
Breadcrumbing is a term.
I know. I just don't remember what it means.
Oh, this is ghost ringing.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but like, don't you think? Because what's the difference? If you're going to get her that many different rings, why wouldn't one of them just be an engagement ring? But I think
that's too scary for a lot of guys.
I think, and having lived through a failed engagement before, you know, it's like once the engagement ring goes on, that wedding ball starts rolling. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's like it's harder to bail out when you're just like, oh, we're going to break up. You can keep the promise ring. Like, you know what I mean?
Is that scary for a lot of guys where it's like, whoa, I just proposed to you Tuesday and you already have a wedding dress picked out? And it's like 3 days later?
Yes. Because then immediately the venues, you start looking at venues and then putting deposits on things. And then a date gets selected. And then you got to send out the save the dates. Oh, my God. Like, it's terrifying. The ball really starts rolling.
Well,
I think that's what it is. I mean, I think if you're dragging your feet, I think promise rings are you sort of dragging your feet.
I agree.
But Selena, would you, let's say you get one promise ring? Are you even for the promise rings at all?
No.
Okay.
It was cute, like in high school, you know, like that's cool. But like we're adults.
Yeah.
Either you want this is like forever or it's not. Like
his reasoning for not fully committing to the marriage, he says, is because he has a fear of her leaving. She's like, it has nothing to do with you. It's how I was raised. I wasn't, you know, ever able to see a happy marriage growing up. So I'm scared that, but he's already been basically,
it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, basically admitting that you're stringing her along so she doesn't leave you.
Right.
If you really wanted to lock that in, you would propose.
Especially because they're 5 years in.
Five years and three promise rings.
Yeah. And so that's why she's like, hey, we're going on this show. We're either going to get engaged at the end of this show or like, I guess I'm moving on to somebody else if I find somebody else. But a lot of the times on this show, like they end up
going back to the partner that they came with in the beginning, you know?
Yeah. But don't you think part of that is on her as well? Like, if you see, if your guy, it's like, Selena, would you put up with that behavior if a guy that you're dating has given you 3 promise rings and it's been 5 years? Like, that's also on you. You should realize, like, this probably ain't your person. If he doesn't see a future with you, like, it might be time for you to make the decision to just move on.
But it's so hard. So many women say, because they're like, okay, well, I guess I just have to accept that, like, marriage isn't in my future. If this is the person that I love, you know, it just is what it is. And they convince you, like, oh, it's just a piece of paper. And you're like, yeah, I guess it is.
It's all the
it's
words.
It's a lot of manipulation.
Yeah,
there,
it you know? Is. Everything they say, because he even says it on the show. She has every quality I can think of. But seeing 2 divorced parents remarry and then divorce multiple times, like, it makes me think that, like, this is a really important decision that he's just not ready to take. Which, again, being not ready
that
means,
sounds like, you know, a bunch of excuses to me.
Yeah, he's waiting for somebody hotter to come along. that's the hope.
Yeah. How many episodes are out right now in the Ultimatum, Jess?
I think all episodes are out, if I'm not mistaken, which I want to say is like around 8. I'm barely on like episode 4.
I have a lot of catching up to do.
I tried, you guys. Let the record show. On Saturday night, my wife and I sat down to watch some TV, and I tried. I was like, we couldn't find something to watch. I was like, there's the Ultimatum. We're going to be talking about it. I should watch it strictly for research. And Kate vetoed. Hard veto. Oh, I thought I could convince her to watch it.
She hates everything that we like. Does Kate hate us?
No, but
I feel like she does.
She's shocked that you guys didn't watch, you know, Summer House or Southern Charm or some of those shows. And they got a ton of, you know, right. That was a huge topic. Yeah. So,
I think we're just bigger Netflixers. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we bounced through Netflix, and whatever show she chose to watch was some piece on the, you know, Britain in the 1800s. I was like, what are we doing? I told her, I'm like, I'm at a 0% interest level on this show.
Did she care?
And she's still watching it.
Dang it.
Graham, you got to put on your big boy pants one of these days, and you're going to pick a TV show, but whether she likes it or not.
Bro, I need to make a list of, like, the interesting documentaries and things we talk about from time to time, because I'm like, oh, I do want to watch that. The Netflix... paralyzing when you get there and you can't find anything. It is real. And there was nothing. We could find nothing. I'm telling you, whatever show we were watching, it was awful.
Sorry, just a quick update. You asked how many episodes are on the show right now. So there's 8, but 2 more are coming out tomorrow.
Got it. All right.
So just a little update,
Jess.
There.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Can we discuss how we think Taylor and Travis will reveal their wedding photos? Because there's a bigger conversation about this online right now. Fans are dying to see them at their Madison Square Garden wedding just to catch a glimpse of what it looked like in there. Now, some experts or sources are saying to expect a while for a photo because Taylor, quote, Taylor is the greatest marketer in entertainment. Nobody understands anticipation better than she does. She doesn't just release content. She creates cultural moments.
Oh, wow.
So it's something that she's going to release on her own terms. Don't expect, you know, back in the day, like they would sell like wedding photos or like, oh, here's my baby. First picture of my baby. They would like sell these pictures to like magazines or various blogs. That ain't going to happen. Taylor does not need the money. So we can already, you know, axe that idea. She obviously wants to control the narrative. So people are thinking this is going to be a part of some sort of creative project in the future.
Okay, what are the creative project options, though? It's got to be a video, a website. What, are we going to get a link to their honey fund so we can donate to their honey fund? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what are the options? It's going to be, it has to be video form, right?
Yeah. Like a movie.
Or if it's photos, maybe it's like some album cover art or like some single cover art. Or maybe it's like in the background of like a music video in the future. I don't know. I feel like she's not just going to be like, it's not going to be so like blatant like, Here's my pictures. It's going to be like little Easter eggs. I feel like if you miss it, you miss it.
Maybe a new album. And then the cover on the album is going to be those pictures.
Yeah, or it's like you have to buy the special edition album.
Vinyl.
The special edition vinyls to get the photos on the inside.
And it's
going to
be like one Polaroid in there.
Yeah, or something like that.
And she does a giant scavenger hunt, all Easter eggs.
Yes.
Here's how you
find
them.
An Easter egg hunt.
Oh,
2027.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
or she'll just post them to Instagram.
It's like I don't think she's.
I don't think she will.
I don't think she's going to do a theatrical release. I think you're right there, but there's going to be a lot of I feel like there's going to be a lot of content that she's ultimately going to want to share from it. A lot of video content.
Yeah.
Because what that production was so huge and there was so much to it. Mm-hmm. And the performances, like, there's got to be some video of it.
Or she does something on Travis Kelce's podcast, or like they premiere. I don't know. I'm acting like it's a music video, or they premiere their wedding video. I don't know.
What sucks is like
tied into that.
She's the only one, right, that has pictures, videos, and anything, because everybody else's phones got confiscated.
Yeah.
I'd be so bummed as a guest to be like, dang, I don't have pictures at all of this night. I take pictures of everything. That would suck.
Does she even, you think she even has the pictures yet? I mean, how long does it take to get wedding pictures back? Like some weeks, right?
And they got to do some work on them. Touching, some retouching. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of them. No touching.
No touching.
But yeah, there's going to be a lot of work.
Hey, into that album. Really quick, I know nobody gives a fart about Robbie Williams.
Who gives a fart?
To be honest, the only thing I know about him is that he's big in the UK. I literally know nothing else.
Right.
But did you see him at the World Cup and that white thing fell out of his nose?
No.
What was that?
Did you post it on our Instagram story? Go to JV Morning Show.
Going now.
He's doing some like on-camera interview and like it looks like some white like clump fell out of his nose and like onto the mic, and he like picked it off and like threw it and kept on talking, which is concerning for a lot of people. Is I guess he's struggled with like substance abuse in the past and stuff. Yesterday though, he posted a video. He's claiming that was like a mint that like fell out of his mouth.
Oh, that could be. Or a tonsil stone.
Ew, that is so right. Gross.
What's a tonsil stone?
I thought you could get tonsil stones and they could just fall out like that.
I don't know if they fall out, but that's disgusting. If you're
well, I've never heard of a tonsil stone before.
If your tonsils are that loose that stones are falling out, that's a major problem.
Did it come out of his mouth? I can't tell.
I've watched it.
Can someone slow it down for me? I need someone to zoom in, slow down, and enhance.
Everyone thought it was a clump of that, you know, Miley Cyrus, if you know what I mean.
I know. That's what my initial reaction is. But now I've watched it three times, and one of the times it looks like it came out of his nose. And that time it looked like it came out of his mouth.
I can't tell. Me either.
Maybe it's part of his tooth.
Ew, that's
embarrassing. So many possibilities.
There's a lot of possibilities it's coming out of your mouth. If it's coming out of your nose, there's only about one.
Yeah. JB Morning Show, if you want to go check that out. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, according to LeBron James's agent, Rich Paul, his client will not be rushed when it comes to making his decision on where to play next season. Great. So unfortunately, it sounds like the JV Show's LeBron James Decision Watch 2026 Live Tracking News Desk will continue to be a thing for a while. Rich Paul made these comments on the Game Over podcast. He's saying that, you know, LeBron's one of his main criteria is that he wants to compete, but he did not provide any more insight as to where LeBron is going or if there are any front runners in the mix. When you go to the, and we've talked about this a bunch, we talked about it last week, as the Warriors seem to be reemerging as a favorite landing spot and destination. Well, the betting market has now said the opposite. The Warriors are now sinking again in the projected landing spots. And the Miami Heat are now the most likely destination. We
really
talked last week and I said, I think it's between Cleveland and Golden State.
Yeah.
Miami Heat now, according to Kalshi in their prediction market, they have a 45 to 46% chance of landing LeBron. Cleveland Cavaliers down to 25 to 33%. And the Golden State Warriors are down at 13 to 16%. And the Philadelphia 76ers behind them. So I don't really know what to make of it anymore. I still think it's, I don't see him going to Miami. I don't know. He says one of the most important things also is that, you know, his youngest daughter, I think she's going into high school or middle school or whatever. He wants to be around for her, and they are not leaving L.A. The family's going to stay there.
Okay, so the Warriors is just right here.
Seems like stay on the West Coast makes a lot of sense.
So he knows, he's just not saying it yet.
I don't know. I mean, we don't know.
I feel like he knows where he's going.
But Miami Heat, current front runners to land LeBron.
Two things. Is Rich Paul still with Adele?
Great question. I think so, but I don't know.
Okay. Second question. Did you see what Klay Thompson said? He was like signing autographs or whatever. And like, I don't know, some fan came up and said something along the lines of, hey, like, I loved you with the Warriors, or something about you and Steph. And Klay said, never say never.
Never say never.
About coming back to the Warriors. But I don't want him now. He's a cheater.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
According to Google, Adele is still with Rich Paul.
There you go.
Nice. All right. Very random, but just the thought that popped into my head. Coming up next on the JV Show, we have your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. We're talking about tonsil stones. They're so gross. My daughter gets them. She gets really bad sore throats, and she'll pick them out, and her sore throat will go away. But yeah, sometimes they do come shooting out. It's quite gross. Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
Ew, and I heard they stink. Ooh. Like really bad.
Well, yeah, if it's in the something that's grown in the back of your throat. I have never, we learn something new every day on the JV show. I hope everybody does. That's the first time I've ever heard of the term tonsil stones. I've never heard of that. I did not know that was a thing, and I'm thoroughly grossed out.
Does everyone have those, or is it just some people?
I think they can be developed over time if you have a lot of issues with your throat, I guess.
So your tonsils back there, just like a clam growing a pearl or whatever back there, and it's just a little tonsil
That's
stone.
That's such a beautiful way to put it.
And then, they just pop out from time to time?
They develop when trapped food, dead cells, and mucus harden.
Oh my God, that is the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
I was not aware of this
heard.
And the fact that they could just fly out at any moment.
All right, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we get to our What the Bleep game.
Hey, JV Show, this is Tweet from Lincoln. I just watched Obsession last night, and my thoughts on it would be it was okay. It was kind of mid. I thought it was going to be better with all the hype, but meh. But you should watch it, though. You might love it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait, no, she said it's mid and but you should watch it though? No, that's never in my life.
She said you might like it.
Yeah, when someone gives you a movie review, it was kind of, I don't race out to go see that thing.
Yeah, I also feel like I've seen most of the bigger scenes from the movie on TikTok already.
Okay, well then that wouldn't really make sense if you already know everything. But I don't really go off other people's reviews because critics give reviews that I feel like the opposite of all the time.
Yeah, because you know, there's like classic movies that you, Selena, come in here and you're like, yeah, it was cute.
But they'll like give like a negative review about like a newer movie that I end up really, really liking. Mm-hmm. I can't think of one right now, but I know it happens all the time. So I think still watch it. Give it a chance.
Yeah. I think reviews like from people that you know, I know what reviews to trust from certain people and what reviews not to trust from certain people. Like, my buddy Patrick's like, dude, Fast and the Furious 9, it's so good. I'm like, no,
absolutely
it's not. I'm like,
not.
No, it's not.
All right, let's give you this chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. All you have to do is stream Wild 94.9, hit that red microphone button, leave your talkback right there. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am very proud to say that not many people have gotten inside my like, you have to be someone I really care about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good. That's good advice.
Yeah.
You should give
make
that.
Sure that person is, like, important.
Trustworthy.
To you.
Something
yeah.
special.
Yeah.
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 Makes sense. What are we talking about?
I don't know. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so it's got to be something PG. If you want to win the game, of course, your guess needs to be something PG because the word is something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess if you want to win a JV Show chug mug. I would get that guess in as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, we're going to play some of those first talkbacks coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Only the first person who gets it right is winning this chuggy muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. I am very proud to say that not many people have gotten inside my... Like, you have to be someone I really care about.
Like, how many dates?
Yeah, well, like, how many people have gotten in there? That's more like what I want to know. I don't care about the dates. I want to know about the overall number.
I guess before it was easier for people to get in there. But then it's like once you set those boundaries and you're just like, no more.
Got it.
No more.
Closed
and
off.
Also, you're married.
And I never really went by dates. Like, you know, just our connection.
Oh, got it.
You know?
Okay.
All right, let's go to your talkbacks. Remember, this is the family show, you sickos.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm going to take a guess at the bleeped out word and say closet. Have a good one. Bye.
I don't let anyone into my closet. You don't want to go in there. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Maybe she means like getting space in your closet for their stuff.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be a no.
Got it.
Good morning, JD Show. This is Erica from Pleasant Hill, and I think the bleeped out word is circle.
I would have to have a circle of friends for that to be even happy.
Yeah, right now it's more of a straight line.
Joke's on you. It's just me, a single dot, shapes. Just myself.
That's one of the most popular guesses this morning. Circle, but that is not it.
Good morning, JD Show. This is Amulet from Richmond. Is the bleeped out word house? All right. Have a great day. Bye.
A great guess.
I've never made it into Selena's
house.
I
don't want people in my house. Get out. Don't even bother. Don't try.
How often do you have people over to the house?
Not very often. Maybe just like birthday party type situations.
So just like larger gatherings. You guys don't have like some friends like, oh, it's Friday night. We'll have them over for dinner.
Not really. My sisters every once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's about really about it.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very sad life. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Well, it doesn't have to be. You can be more welcoming. Open those doors.
Nah, they're closed. They're locked.
Oh.
Get those guesses in. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks so much for hanging out with the JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, if you ever want to leave a talkback inside What the Bleep or not, all you got to do is stream Wild on the iHeartRadio app and then hit that little red microphone button right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to allow you to leave us a talkback, which is like a voice message that gets sent straight to us. Here's today's clip, though, for What the Bleep, in case you missed it. I am very proud to say that not many people have gotten inside my... Like, you have to be someone I really care about.
Like, okay. More than 10, more than 20.
Gotten inside my bleep? Definitely... More than 20.
Oh.
But that was a long time ago.
Got it. So it doesn't really count because enough time has passed.
You're more closed off now.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Definitely. Yeah. All right. Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Fine.
So let's go to the talk facts.
This is Mary from Stockton. Has it fit that word? Heart.
Did you say heart or fart?
Heart, I think.
Heart. Oh, yeah, that was so a popular guess this morning. Yeah. Many people gotten into that cold, icy heart of yours?
Not many.
Not many fit.
No. Yeah.
It's pretty cold
in
there.
It's way too small.
Uh-huh. Morning, JV Show. This is Kylie from Danville taking a guess for today's word. Is it decisions?
Decisions. Gotten into your decisions.
I guess not. I don't know. That maybe some.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of a tricky one.
Yeah.
Good morning, 94.9. Christina from San Francisco. Happy Tuesday. I think the bleeps out word is thoughts. It's probably going to be one of the most popular answers, but that's all I have for today. Happy Tuesday, and I hope I get it. Day 930 of trying to win this chug mug.
No!
Sorry.
Try again tomorrow.
Yep.
It's so
always
sad.
Tomorrow. Someday, when Christina wins, it's going to be like, we're going to have a party.
Thoughts? Great guess.
Yeah.
But that's not the correct one.
Hi, JV Show. This is Divya from Pleasanton. I think today's bleeped out word is head. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
There you go. So that's just pretty close. That was actually really good guess. But the word we were looking for was head. Here's today's clip, unbleeped. I am very proud to say that not many people have gotten inside my head. Like, you have to be someone I really care about. So it's like, whatever you say, like on social media or whatever, like, can't bother me if I don't care about you.
I'm rubber and your glue bounces off me and sticks on
you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's a nice little strategy you got there. I like that.
Oh, I get bothered.
Right.
Yeah, people get in my head.
But then that means you also care about what they have to say.
Yeah, you're letting their negativity
affect
you.
Don't let them bother you.
And they're just miserable at home.
Right.
Some anonymous troll on social media. They got nothing better going on because their life is so sad.
Exactly.
Now they've ruined your day. All right, let's give some shout outs. Let's pump it back up. Go away, trolls. All right. First, that was Divya and Pleasanton. What's up, Divya? What's up? Enjoy your brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Thank you for playing along and, you know, getting the answer correct. The first person this morning that got it, so like I said, JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. All right, a few other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out as well. Our buddies Vincent and Olivia in Dublin got it. So did Julie in Valley Springs. JV Show, number one in Valley Springs.
Yes!
Check this morning. That is
Thank
huge.
You so much.
Big market out there. Population 1,800. Lori in Morgan Hill came with the correct answer this morning. So did Yvette in Pittsburgh. Carlos in San Carlos had the correct answer. So did Ashley in Berkeley. And our buddy Nancy in Modesto. What's up, Nancy?
What's up?
She had the correct answer this morning as well. Wasn't quite as fast as Divya.
Dang it. Yeah.
So she didn't get a chug mug, but she got a shout out.
Yeah.
It's like there's that.
It's
anybody else I missed?
Mylene in Danville, did you say that?
I did not say Mylene in Danville. What's up, Mylene?
All right. The good news is you guys have another chance to win this tomorrow.
Hell
same
yeah,
time, 7:05 right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's go to the phones. You know, just give me 1 second. I kind of screwed this up behind the scenes.
Okay.
Give me one Unscrew quick it. Second while I'm screwing.
Yep.
There we go. Good morning, Tyler.
Morning.
Morning. Tyler, I'm hearing a bit of an echo. If you have a speaker on, you're going to have to turn that all the way down, okay?
Okay.
Much better. All right, Tyler, you are on a play Are You Up Nope game. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. You just got to get three correct. If you can do that, what's he winning, Jess?
Four tickets to Disney on Ice.
Nice.
All right, Tyler, you ready?
Ooh. I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number one. What three colors make up the flag of France?
Red, white, and blue.
Come on, that was too easy.
Wait a minute, I thought red, white, and blue was our thing.
We stole it from them.
We did?
A lot of other people also have, I mean, countries.
Well, it doesn't seem very special now anymore, now does it? Interesting. All right, question number two. A Hawaiian pizza traditionally has pineapple and what type of meat topping?
Ham.
Yep.
Also would have accepted Canadian bacon there, but
Yum.
Ham.
I would crush a Hawaiian pizza.
Are you a Hawaiian pizza fan around
Pineapple
the room?
Pineapple is a must.
Yep.
Yes.
It's not a must on all slices of pizza, but it's very good on pizza.
Tyler,
I'm with you.
You like Hawaiian pizza?
I do.
Nice. We can be friends then.
Love pineapple on pizza.
All right, here we go with question number three. Finish the title of this classic Jules Verne novel, 20,000 Leagues Under the Blank.
Under the Sea.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell that was a complete guess. Nice work.
Not a complete.
100%.
Come on. Not a complete guess.
I can just tell by how he said it.
You ain't never read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
No.
Never
it's
heard
a classic,
of it.
Classic, you guys.
I would have guessed Sun. That would have been a good guess,
20,000 Leagues Under the Sun?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense. All right. Tyler's already 3 for 3. He's already won the game. Question
nice
number four
work.
Will be just for funsies to see how truly smart he is. Question number four. Which Bay Area bridge is furthest south? The San Mateo Bridge or the Dumbarton Bridge?
Dumbarton.
Yep.
There it is.
These questions
nice
were too
work,
easy today.
Tyler.
Way too easy.
You just got four tickets to Disney on Ice. This is coming to the SAP Center October 22nd through the 25th. Congrats.
Woo!
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Tyler, hang on there for those tickets. He made it look so easy.
I think the questions were easy today.
Are people going to be mad
about
that?
But that's what you say. And then people still get them wrong sometimes.
Generally, they get them wrong
yeah.
when they're easy.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. We finally might have some answers on what is really going on between Tom Brady and Logan Paul.
Oh, boy.
Let's dive into this.
Please.
Coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Graham, it has been killing me all morning. We need to talk about Tom Brady because I'm dying to know your thoughts on this. According to TMZ, he's in talks with the WWE.
What an idiot.
So this, of course, would explain all the back and forth with Logan Paul over the past few months and Tom slapping Logan over the weekend. Now, according to TMZ, there are ongoing conversations between the WWE and Tom. It's unclear what will ultimately come of this, but you can kind of see where this is going, that it's at some point going to lead to Tom and Logan hashing it out in the ring. And it's not exactly random. Tom, as you know, is a minority owner of the Vegas Raiders. And so is the CEO and chair of TKO, which is the company that owns and operates WWE. So TMZ is pointing out they may already have somewhat of a business working relationship. So maybe this has just been something that they've talked about, you know, over time.
Yeah.
And they're finally just bringing it to life.
Congrats, Tom Brady, if you want to just cheapen your overall
right.
brand and just I just can't imagine Joe Montana. Think of like your just NFL icons, the greatest of the greats, the GOATs, and then they need to go do WWE. He doesn't need the money. Tom Brady's got all the money. You can do whatever you want right now, and you just have money rolling in on a million other things, and you're a Fox broadcaster or whatever for the NFL, and now you're going to go do some stint in the WWE. I don't get it. I'm kind of not mad at it.
People do still love WWE.
They do.
They do, but that's not... Do you... When you think of...
So is it just because he is this like legendary NFL player and everyone has him up on this pedestal? Because when anybody else does it, another actor, another artist, like it's not a big deal. Like people love it. And you don't say anything then. Is it just because this is like an NFL legend we're talking about?
I don't want to offend fans of the WWE, but I... think some of the other little, you know, stunts, if Bad Bunny wants to get out there and do it, it's kind of like more like, I don't know, like funny. But the lead up to Bad Bunny also wasn't slapping other people trying to stage it to make it look like he's got real beef. I mean, I don't follow his WWE that much, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there wasn't like this buildup going on for months and months to make it look like these two guys really hated each other and they're trash talking every event. And he slaps them on stage. And now we're going to settle this in the ring.
I'm here for
like,
it.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. And we know that. And it's something silly. And we know that. I'm here for it. Just have fun at this point.
But you're Tom Brady.
That was Bad Bunny. Like, it just doesn't bother me as much.
To me, it totally, totally cheapens his brand. I think it's embarrassing. I just, like, if I was on his team, I'd be advising him against it. Look, bro, if it's for the money, we can make this money in 1,000 different other ways, the product endorsements or whatever. Unless he has some childhood dream of becoming a WWE wrestler that we don't know about, that's the only reason. Then I would say, go for it. This has been your dream your whole life. If it wasn't winning every single Super Bowl and becoming the greatest quarterback of all time, if that was not your dream and your dream was to become an oiled up WWE wrestler out there wearing a glorified diaper, you go do that, Tom
Maybe
Brady.
Maybe he has this fear of like becoming irrelevant. Like he's no longer in the headlines like he was when he was, you know, in that marriage and we were talking about that. He's no longer, you know, not scoring goals, touchdowns, you know.
Oh boy.
No
longer throwing touchdowns.
I'll take that out of the podcast.
Whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe he wants to be talked about. He loves the attention. That's why he's signing up for these Netflix roasts. And even when the roast wasn't about him, he still made it a point to be on that special to come back and try to roast somebody else, even though he sucked. Like, I think he just wants
I think it backfires.
Really?
What else does he have to lose, though? He lost his family.
Graham, that's a good point. Are you more mad that he's doing WWE or would you be more mad if he was on Dancing with the Stars? I don't think he's done that yet. Probably still some...
Dancing with the Stars is worse.
They're right there in my mind. No. You might as well. Next up, do Dancing. Tom Brady, do Dancing with the Stars.
He probably will. My God.
Again, if WWE is not your childhood dream or something like that, and you're just doing it for money and like you're saying to stay relevant, then do Dancing with the Stars next, by all means. And then do Get Me Out Alive Celebrity Edition, and then do 100 Days In, and then do Naked and Afraid or
and
whatever.
And then Wife Swap.
Do it all then, Tom Brady. Do it all. But if you want to go down as like this like stoic NFL legend, just be Tom Brady. That's enough. You don't need to be in the WWE.
Fair enough.
That's just my opinion.
All right, Graham, what do you have? By the way, I know that I teased talking about Jelly Roll's divorce. We'll do that the next trending so we can talk about this, Graham.
Yeah, who gives a fart about that? I don't know if you ladies have been following the story or not, but Rams star wide receiver Puka Nacua has been under investigation following an incident from this past New Year's Eve where he allegedly bit a woman. Has this been on your guys' radar at all?
No.
According to the woman, they're with a group of people. They were all in a Sprinter van following dinner out. Again, this is New Year's Eve. And that's when he viciously attacked her. He bit her so hard in the back of her shoulder. And she says he would not release for what seemed like 10 to 20 seconds. She said she folded over in pain. She started crying, suffered severe physical and emotional pain. Now her attorney that is representing her in a civil case against him has published a color photo showing the bite mark. And wow. You can see the exact impression of every single one of his teeth, both top and bottom. Is this up at JV Morning Show?
Yeah, it is.
Go see our Instagram story again, JV Morning Show on Instagram if you want to see this bite mark again. The crystal clear outline of every single one of his teeth. This clearly was a hard bite. They say the bite caused some micro punctures, and the woman had to get a tetanus shot following this,
oh,
I assume,
my God,
as a precaution. Puka denies these allegations. I think initially he said it was just like some horseplay and they were just having fun, but he is facing possible misdemeanor battery charges. Again, actual criminal charges from that, and then, of course, her civil lawsuit, which is alleging damages for all sorts of things. What do you guys think when you see this, the actual picture of the bite mark? You think this is just some horseplay?
No!
Or are you more with her like, this is an attack?
This was an attack. This was intentional.
There was so much force behind this for it to leave that big of a mark.
I want to know how many minutes transpired between when this picture, you know, like how long till the picture was taken? Because if it's any length of time and the teeth marks are still that
That's
visible,
a good point.
Like, wow.
Do you think he was like, really, really drunk and like, out of his mind, not knowing like what was he was doing? Maybe
I think that's kind of part of it, but still, this is a very concerning incident if it played out the way that she is saying that it played out, and clearly that had to have hurt. That bite mark is deep.
Oh, my God.
That looks painful.
I hope he gets suspended for the upcoming season.
Do we not like him?
Well, he plays for the Rams, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
also, he bit a woman.
He bit a woman.
Yeah.
But he's, like, really good in the NFL. And there's one thing we know about the NFL. If your talent outweighs your problems, there's a team for you.
I'm not defending him by any means. He should definitely be in trouble for this. But have you guys ever done something, like, so stupid when you were drunk that, like, you don't even know why you did it? Like,
yeah.
I pushed a guy off a stage one time at a club. Like, I don't know why. I literally don't know why. And I felt so bad after. I'm like, I don't know what got into me. I'm so sorry.
He said he's paralyzed now.
No. No.
He pressed charges, obviously.
He has one of those.
He was mad.
With the ramp.
He was really
And
mad.
There will be a documentary coming out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Surviving Selena.
Selena.
Maybe.
Oh, God. All right. Well, moving on. Trending was sponsored
I've
by
I've never done anything like that. Selena, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know why I even did that.
Never. I thought you were going to talk about, like, some normal, like, funny hijinks. Like, this one time at this sorority party, they lived on the second floor in this big stairwell going up, and I filled up a whole bucket of water in their sink, and then I poured it down the stairs. I made a waterfall. It was hysterical. Like, I thought you were going to talk about something like that.
That's fun.
Like, funny.
And then later, sliding.
They called me the next day all upset that the carpet was soaked or whatever. Like, dude, I don't remember doing that. Sorry. But you're out here injuring and maiming people, pushing them off stages.
It was like 2 feet high.
Okay.
He was fine.
Sure, yeah.
He was mad for a little bit. He got over it.
Yeah, sure. And now he lives with a trauma, has a therapist.
Yep.
Baby, don't we all?
Automatic
ramp. We all, though?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First things first, we have your crazy cash each and every hour here on Wild. It's your chance to win $1,000. Grammy, do you have this hour's nationwide keyword?
I do. It is preset. Take that keyword preset while you're streaming Wild 94.9. Hit the contest tab on the iHeartRadio app right there. You can enter that keyword right there. It's so easy to enter, and you might win $1,000. Again, that keyword for this hour's $1,000 is preset.
All right, so we were just talking about Tom Brady. He is allegedly in talks with the WWE to at some point, I guess, get in the ring with Logan Paul, who he's been beefing
SMH.
With for a month now.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina from Sacramento. Graham, I could not agree with you more. Don't get me wrong. Everyone has their dreams, but WWE, for this level, seriously, I think it's a terrible, terrible decision. Anyways, I guess we'll see what everybody else has to say, too, but I don't think it's worth it. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
I've given my opinion. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it's something silly and fun. Graham, you hate it. Jess, you have an opinion on this?
I'm not really bothered by it because I don't really, if I'm being honest, I don't really care what Tom Brady does. Like it doesn't bother me if he goes and does that.
Do you think it'll cheapen his brand?
No. I think he's always going to be Tom Brady, like the great. And I think him doing all these other, like, it's like his hobbies, you know?
I know, but his hobby can be his NFL commentating job. Like, that's a huge job. He's got a huge role with the NFL, and he's got his own brands and companies and stuff like that. Focus on that stuff. The fact that the thing that also cheapens it for me is that the fact that it's with the Paul brothers. Like,
okay,
and you got to be pretending on stage that you guys are actually fighting and slapping each other. Like, in my mind, like, he's not portraying this as some silly, fun thing, you know, where he wants to, oh, he's going to make an appearance at WWE. If he just popped up there and did some, you know, just unplanned thing with WWE. Sure. But the fact that they're like building this up and he's trying to make this a real thing, and Tom Brady's a horrible actor. So there's that. It just cheapens his legacy in my mind.
I'm personally not mad at the little side quest. Like, do you, maybe he, I'm sticking to my thing where it's like, I think he's desperate to stay relevant. I think he wants more attention, and like, what better way to get in with like the newer, younger generation that maybe doesn't know about his greatness in football than by, you know, getting in with the Paul brothers.
Then go fight one of the Paul brothers in a real boxing event then. Go fight them. Don't act.
No,
fight.
That's too
don't
dangerous. Act, don't act. Act. He'll hurt his face.
Don't act fight them. You know what I mean? It's acting.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kimberly from Antioch, wanting to leave a talk back about Tom Brady and the WWE. I don't think it's for money or anything like that, because his contract with Fox is very big. I think it's just a competitor in him. He loves a good competition. You can see it in his eyes every time he talks about it. He misses football. He misses competing. So I think this is his way to get back into competing, even though it's the WWE.
Is that real competition?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Can you write into the script that I win,
please? Yeah, that's like, not... I totally agree with you. He misses being out there on
definitely.
The field. And he is the ultimate competitor. So go find something else to actually compete at.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Take up golf. Whatever it may be, go compete in something else. The WWE is not competition. No offense to WWE fans, but it is scripted.
Yeah. And we'll see where this goes. Right now, there's just talks going on. I mean, well,
it is something.
Could be
he wouldn't have, they wouldn't. It, there is something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have slapped another grown man on stage the other day and pretended like
definitely.
It was serious, and they had to hold each other back if it wasn't. The ball was already rolling. This is the thing.
Yes. All right. Moving on to something else really quick. I want you guys to respond to this post that I saw on Instagram. Somebody shared a post that read, "How old is too old to have your son in the ladies' bathroom with you? Like, this boy is 11 years old waiting on his mama to finish using the bathroom. Like, sir, you can wait outside." Ooh. Jess, you don't have kids, so I want you to respond first. Do you kind of share the same sentiment, or what do you think when you go into the ladies' room and there's a 11-year-old boy in there?
I think 11 is a little too old, if I'm being honest. I think the cutoff might be maybe 8. I don't know if that's too young, though. But I think at a certain age, like they can wait outside. But I think 8 sounds like a good medium.
So when my kids were younger, I felt the same way. I'm like, why is this old ass kid in here? Like, hello, you can wait outside the door. Like, it's not that serious. Now having my older daughter and younger kids, I kind of feel different. Like if dad or anyone is not on the outside with him or to keep an eye on that kid, like, by all means, stay inside where you're like safe, because you never know what can happen out there.
So what's your cutoff age?
She just said never.
No,
never. My son will be 32 in the bathroom 25
in there. Just like, you wait here so you could be safe.
I don't know, maybe like 12, 13. It also depends on the kid. Like, some are just more mature and responsible than other ones.
I think if you're in your teens, like, wait outside.
No, that's what I'm saying. 100%. By like 12, 13, like, I think you're okay. But I mean, my son at 12 might still be as immature as he is now, and I don't trust you to be out there by yourself. So stay inside so I know you're safe.
But is this kid also using the bathroom in there? Or is it just in there so mommy can go and he can stay there?
This post said just waiting for mom.
I think the age is much, much, much younger.
So what's your cutoff?
I don't know. Jess is right. 8, and that might even be pushing it in my mind. Like, you can wait out. At the age that I would send him into the bathroom, my kid into the bathroom by himself, that's the age. If it's 6 years old and I feel confident they can go in the bathroom by themselves, they can also wait out in front of the bathroom by themselves.
No way I would leave my 6-year-old outside the bathroom.
I think 8.
Himself.
That's why I think 8.
You're like 10 feet. You're like 10 feet away from them. Like, you could hear them yell if they needed your immediate
help. Yeah, but I'm like midstream. Right? I can't just like cut it off.
Yes, you can.
No,
it stings. It stings a little bit, but you could.
I can't.
Now,
you think I haven't tried that, Graham?
If you had
after
some of that,
kids, I can't just cut it off so easily.
If you had some of that lettuce and then you were in there with that situation, okay, fine, I get it.
Go ahead, Jess.
Because if you think about it in grades, like a 7th grader waiting for you in the restroom inside,
that's weird.
You know, like, I think that's too old.
I don't know. I just know me. If I didn't feel comfortable, and it also depends on where you are. If I don't feel comfortable in like the place of, you know, the area that we're in, or we're at a major sporting event where there's like thousands and thousands of people, no, I don't want you standing outside by yourself. Maybe you can call me a helicopter parent, or being, you know, maybe I'm paranoid or whatever, but I would feel much safer knowing where my child is when I can't see him because I'm in the stall.
So you're 11, your kid's 10, 11, and yeah, you're at a sporting event. I want to go grab a hot dog. They couldn't go to the concession stand by themselves at 11 years old?
You'd have
to go with them?
I would go with them.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, let's say at 12. At 12, are you letting them hang out with friends on their own?
Depends. But yes, okay, generally speaking, sure.
Because if they are going alone with friends and you can't be there, then like you just can't be there at all the time.
Right, but it's different when you're with a group of people versus you standing alone. And I don't know, I just don't feel, I'm just not okay with it.
Okay. I'm sticking with 8 as my my number.
Yeah, preferably younger.
Okay, so you guys are fine with this. If you want to leave a talkback, hey, that's the cool thing about our iHeartRadio app. We have a talkback mic. So anything that we talk about, you can leave it right there. You leave like a little voice note. You just stream Wild 94.9, hit the little red microphone button, and it gets sent right to us.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we're just talking about this thing that I saw on Instagram, not from somebody I follow. You know how your algorithm just gives you like random posts? Like, hey, think you might like this. And so it was somebody that had reposted some random, I don't know, thread or something like that. But somebody posted online, how old is too old to have your son in the ladies' room with you? Like, this boy's 11 years old waiting for his mama to finish using the bathroom. Like, sir, you can wait outside. I'm more on the side of like, it's okay. I'm not going to judge any parent for doing that. If it gives you peace of mind knowing your kid is safe. I mean, I would do it if I felt like I had to. Jess, you think there is a cutoff?
I think 8 is the cutoff age. And Graham, you said?
I think I'm about the same.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to call and make a comment on the kids in the bathroom. I'm just wondering what the big deal is. It's not like they are in the stall with people. So if a 10-year-old child is standing outside the stall while their mom is going to the bathroom, what's the big deal? He can't see other people going to the bathroom. He's basically watching people wash their hands. So that's just my comment. All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
Right. I don't see an issue with a kid standing there by the entrance, like in the, you know, where the sinks are. Sometimes you go into a bathroom, there's even like a separate room that has like seats and stuff.
What kind of truck stops are you going to?
If you go into a Macy's, there's like, they have like a little sitting area, and then you go into the bathroom.
Like a lounge.
I always appreciate those. I'm like, yeah, perfect. You guys can just sit
here. Yeah. Waiting area. Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. As far as kids waiting for their parents in the bathroom, I honestly think between 9 and 10 is an appropriate age, but also, you know, pointing out the fact that there may be some children that are neurodivergent that might be older and might need to be staying closer to parents or within arm's reach. Have a great morning.
All right. It's like you never know.
That's a lot of people said that in the talkback, so I wanted to play that one. But thank you to everybody else that left a similar talkback. There were a lot of those. Look, I'm not going to shame some kid for being in the bathroom, and nobody should, because you don't know, right? You don't know. But I'm just saying, me personally, what would I do? Like, there's an age
with
where I would not bring. I don't need my kid to come into the bathroom with me. Like, they can wait outside.
Hi guys, good morning. In regards to the cutoff time for boys in the women's restroom, I would say until I feel comfortable that they are old enough or strong enough to fight a grown man, they're going in the bathroom with me. I don't care who has a problem with it, that's my baby, and better safe than sorry. Like, sorry, if you're not a parent and you don't feel like this, you don't understand, you don't get it. So that's just my opinion.
I can't imagine my mom sizing me up. Like, could you fight a grown man? And she'd probably look at me, you know, up until all the way through high school. No, are you kidding me? There's no way I could fight a grown man.
You're in college. So like, you're coming to the bathroom with me.
I would have been a sophomore or junior in college before I started to bulk up a little bit, that my mommy would allow me to stand out in front of the bathroom. I don't know. I mean, I totally understand.
Right.
Look, I am a parent, obviously, and we're all incredibly protective of our kids. But I still am of the mindset where I need to prepare my kids for the real world. Like, I'm not going to be there every second of every moment being able to shelter them. And they need to learn to be by themselves in certain public situations. I need to train them to know what to do in those situations. Look, if they're really little, bring them in the bathroom. But if I got an 11-year-old, like, you can wait out in front of the bathroom. Like, I need to arm you with the skills to protect yourself or yell for help or whatever it is in... I'll get my business done in the bathroom as fast as possible, and I'll be right back out.
I'm just not taking that chance if I don't feel like now is the time to practice your, like, survival skills. I'm just not taking that chance.
I think it depends on the situation, obviously, and, like, how safe you feel in the place that you're in. But I also think...
I mean, that's part of it, of course.
You know, I also think, you know, one, yes, I don't have kids, so maybe that's part of why I feel like 8 is a good age, and that might feel a lot younger to other people. But also, I think because... I'm thinking back to when I was in elementary school and I was like walking home from school like on my own already. So I think maybe that's why I'm like, if I was old enough to walk home from school, maybe I can stand outside in the bathroom.
Yeah, but I can see that as well. And then I also think it does depend on the child. Some are ready for that. And some, like I
right.
family member, 12-year-old boy, where he sees a shiny light somewhere and like he's wandering off. You know what I mean? Like just some kids can't handle that
true.
Level of responsibility.
Very true.
All right, coming up next here on the JV Show, and thank you everyone for weighing in. I know there were so many other talkbacks that we couldn't possibly get to. Thank you so much. Next on the JV Show, can we talk about this fashion trend? Do you know what, Graham, do you know what a poot is? No,
I don't.
I'll tell you coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, Graham, yesterday you told us about Jimothy.
Yeah.
Jimothy is this raccoon in the Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what kind of condition Jimothy has?
Some kind of sort of spinal deformity or something. Aww. He basically has no neck and a very round, oddly shaped body. And then his legs, his hind legs in particular, seem like they should belong on a kangaroo or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got something weird going on, but he looks like a raccoon and a basketball had a baby.
So we talked about the video of Jimothy yesterday, and I was like, I don't know. He kind of gives me the creeps a little bit this morning. And by the way, me saying that, I did feel bad, and that like literally haunted me all day. Like
for the raccoon shaming.
Yes, I did not mean to be so mean about Jimothy because he's just a little Jimothy, you know.
Yeah,
he's
not his fault.
He's just a Jimothy. Well, I'm scrolling this morning, and you guys, I found a video of Jimothy when he was a baby, and he is the cutest little ball of raccoon fur.
Look at him; he's like learning how to walk.
You have to go see this video if you just want like cuteness overload. Please go to JV Morning Show's Instagram right now. Like now.
So cute.
Poor little guy. He doesn't have a tail either, right? Or is he missing his tail?
Yeah, there's no tail. If you, I know your volume's down, Graham, but later go back and listen to it. The people recording are like so confused by what is going on.
He's the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
I'm glad
I want to adopt him.
He was cute.
Now you're saying he's all like a grown-up teenager.
You're sticking by your criticism
baby,
of Jimothy.
Baby everything is much cuter than adults.
Adult Jimothy is so cute,
too. That's
a
fact. All right. The other thing you have to see on our Instagram story is the poot.
The what now?
The poot.
What's that?
Poot is, okay, I don't know if it's necessarily a new fashion trend, because I've definitely seen Kim K wear this before, but I don't think it really caught on, and now it's like a thing. And it's very divisive. A poot is pants that are connected to your boots. What?
Pants connected to your...
Yes. Do you remember when Kim K did SNL like a long time ago and she wore that like in that all hot pink like ensemble, and it was like pink leggings, like a pink legging situation, but it connected to her boots. They were like, it was all one bodysuit from her feet all the way up to her neckline. That's what poots are. Not necessarily the torso part, but your legs at least. It's all connected.
Boot pants, basically.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the poot?
I hate them.
I'm not here for them.
I will be voting. We have love it or hate it as a poll on our page. I'll be voting for hate it.
I don't love it, but I don't exactly hate it.
I think...
You would never wear this.
What if I would?
You never.
Selena would
never
only would only wear these if it was Crocs attached to leggings.
Now
to black leggings, yeah.
The coot.
I don't know.
Wait,
we can call
the Croc
it that.
Boot. No, it'd be
the leggings.
It'd be.
Yeah.
It'd be locks, leggings, locks. Crocs.
These are not. You would never. But you would never. The ones that are on our Instagram story, you would never wear.
Okay.
This.
No. Okay.
But do you hate them, though?
But if you... Okay, let's say you walk into someone's house and they're, like, a strictly shoes-off... like, they have a shoes-off rule. Do you have to take off your whole pants because you're leaving your boots at the
door? Yeah, these are the ones that Kim K had on.
Yeah, you gotta hang them up by the front door. Like, sorry. Can't wear your shoes in here.
No.
Take them off.
I'm out.
People are pointing out, like, well, how do you buy them? Because what if someone's really short but they have, like, massive feet?
Oh, true.
It's like, how do you get ones that fit you just right?
I think it's a very stretchy fabric, I think... It looks like it would, it can accommodate a few different sizes, right?
You know what? I'm going to love it. Apparently, I'm the only one, but that's fine.
You're not. And this is not what a poot
is.
I'm not that
mad at it.
I bet if you Urban Dictionary poot, you're going to get
We're talking about a different one.
You're going to get a much different definition.
You'll get a picture of Demi Lovato because she was called poot once.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know. There was lore behind that. But
yeah, poot. I do. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I remember
someone
that.
Took a really unflattering picture of her one time, and everyone said that it was her estranged cousin Poot that lived in a basement. That's what that is about.
And oh, she ran. Right.
We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
The Poot. If you want to go check
poop,
it out,
you guys, focus on the real Poot.
Let us know what you think about this trend. You can vote now on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Hey, why aren't you following us?
What?
You're not following us yet?
That's embarrassing, bro.
Do it now.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So this has to be like the fastest divorce ever. But Jelly Roll and Bunny XO have already finalized and settled their divorce.
Wow.
Like a lot of celebrity settlements, the exact details are confidential, but the items that they split include an aircraft. Did you guys know they have a plane?
No.
I had no idea. They split cars, homes, and also their intellectual properties. Jelly Roll is also going to be giving Bunny a very generous one-time lump sum payment. We don't know how much.
Nice.
Their agreement also bars them from trash-talking each other publicly, so don't expect to hear much of anything about their situation. Bunny did say, though, recently on her podcast that she and Jelly Roll are still planning on having a baby together. I don't understand this. So they don't have any biological kids together. Jelly Roll does have two kids from previous relationships. Earlier this year, they started the surrogacy process, and they plan to still go through with that and remain friends and co-parents.
Ooh, sounds messy.
That does sound messy, but also, like, here, I'm paying you a big lump sum to basically go away. You know, we're going to end this thing. But also, let's have a kid together.
Yeah.
What?
And what went wrong? I am, like, dying to know. So Jelly Roll's daughter was on TikTok Live on Sunday, and she's obviously, like, fed up with people making assumptions and coming for her dad. And, you know, she said on this TikTok Live that neither one of them cheated. Okay. There was no cheating. She said, quote, "Y'all have no idea what happened, and wait till you find out. Just effing wait, because I promise y'all the view of what you have of not only the situation, but the relationship and the internet in totality is about to effing crumble the day that I open my mouth."
Whoa.
So what is it? Like, I can't even imagine.
I want to know.
Me too. It's killing me.
Hmm.
Hopefully she opens her mouth soon now that Bunny XO and Jelly Roll can't say anything. Like, the world needs to know.
I don't think will, though.
Won't stuff come out? Because, I didn't say it. So, look, I signed that thing, but somebody else can say something. They're just speaking their truth.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I hope so. You guys, get ready for a potential Megxit part two.
A what now?
Remember when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry left the UK and the royal family, the media labeled it like Megxit, like their exit, Megxit.
A little play on Brexit.
Now, according to reports, they are thinking about a Megxit reversal, as in leaving the United States and moving back to the UK.
Oh, my
God. See, that's exactly why. A source said, quote, there is definitely a feeling in Harry's camp that he has started to feel a bit unwelcome in America.
Yep.
And there's been an increasing and significant shift in sentiment, a feeling that the American dream might not be all that it was cracked up to be.
Let's blame it on the American
dream. And they just had that recent trip to the UK. You know, Prince Harry reunited with King Charles. And so they kind of feel like, okay, well, maybe enough time has passed. It's water under the bridge now. We can come back. So,
do you think if he was married to someone different, the American dream would still be on?
Maybe. Because yeah. I think when they...
I do, actually. Because yep. he was so loved and like very well liked before.
Mm-hmm.
When they exited from over there and came here, I'm sure that their vision was like, we are literally... I mean, they know the Kardashians. You know, they know everybody that's at the top of Hollywood that they thought that they were going to be
They thought they were going to take over there. With mm-hmm. reality shows and deals, and they're going to be in movies and like just have all these things.
I think just the general public sentiment was going to, we are going to embrace them with open arms. Look at them.
It's really Megan's fault.
Their nose at the royal traditions. We love that. Come over here. And then it didn't really work like that.
Yeah, then Megan.
Was Megan liked?
Sell jam. Mm-hmm.
Was Megan liked before Harry?
I feel like a lot of people didn't really know who she was. Yeah. But I remember people liked her when, like, she's dating a prince. She's going to get married. And we were so happy. Here's a black woman marrying into the family. And it was a really big deal. And people loved that. And then they left. And I mean, the table's turned. And I can't even pinpoint exactly why.
Right.
Yeah. It went off the rails somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere between there and then.
Take a moment, say your goodbyes, head on back, guys. Goodbye. It was fun.
Yeah.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, so ESPN NFL analyst Ryan Clark fired yesterday, and they did it right during the broadcast of NFL Live, a show that he was on while he was on the show. Clark is a Pro Bowl, Super Bowl winning safety, and he joined ESPN as an analyst back in 2015. Well, ESPN and NFL Network are apparently in the midst of some layoffs, a big round of layoffs, and apparently his reported $2 million per year contract, something that they needed to cut. But rather than wait until the show, or actually they were supposed to wait until this morning to do it, that was what was originally planned, they had to pull the plug on him mid-broadcast yesterday because news of it had sort of started to leak, and they were worried that media inquiries and other things online, he was going to see those while he was live on the air. So during a break, he was informed of his layoff and he didn't finish the rest of the show.
Dang.
The mid-show firing. The cold-heartedness, you guys. And they say he will likely not be the only on-air talent let go in this round of layoffs. There are more cuts supposed to be coming. I don't know if we're going to learn about more of them this morning or later today. But can you imagine the mid-show. I mean, radio, usually they fire you right after the end of a show. They wait till the end, which is probably ideally what would have happened here because they don't want you to go off the rails and spout off a bunch of stuff after you've gotten fired.
Imagine someone coming in during the Yup Nope game.
Right in the middle of it. People are going to be like, what was the next question? I don't know. He just got fired.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Oof. Cold-hearted.
That is cold-hearted. $2 million a year, though, to be an NFL analyst on ESPN? I want that job.
Yeah, I guess they're saving a lot of money by cutting him.
That sounds great. Roughly around $2 million a year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
All right, well, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Oh, my God, it's only Tuesday.
Bro!
Longest week ever. But you know what? We're going to think positive.
Yep.
We're going to think positive. We're closer to Friday. And we have your chance to win crazy cash. It's $1,000. Grammy, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is a dollar. Take the keyword a dollar.
Dollar.
To wild94.9.com or hit the contest tab if you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app. Appreciate you, by the way. You can scroll down right there and find the spot to enter that keyword dollar, and you might win this hour's $1,000 in crazy cash.
Nice. Good luck. All right, Graham, what would you like to talk about here?
I wanted to ask you, well, Selena Gomez, obviously. You guys know I'm a huge...
You love Selena Gomez.
Hi, it's me, Selena Gomez. And thank you, Graham, for talking about me. Yeah, I do want to talk about Selena Gomez. I'm a huge fan of hers, obviously not. But I did want to ask if you would do what her man, Benny Blanco, just did for her. She is on assignment right now. I think they're shooting Only Murders in the Building somewhere on location in the UK. And I guess Benny Blanco, deathly afraid of flying. He does not.
Yeah.
The guy does not fly. Wow. When they went to Taylor Swift's wedding, they drove. All the way across the entire country. And now Selena Gomez over the Atlantic, the other side. And how is he going to get there to go visit her for her birthday? He took a boat.
What?
I love it.
Yes. And it takes 8 days to cross the Atlantic
boat.
And that is what he did. He posted a video of himself online. The things we do for love. Aww. And as he sat by himself, I don't know if other people were traveling with him, on a boat to cross the Atlantic to go spend some time with her. Would you guys take a boat all the way across the Atlantic to spend time with significant other if they were there on a work trip? Or like, it's cool, I'll catch you when you come back. Because keep in mind, he's going to go 8 days across the Atlantic.
Dang.
And then she's going to fly back and he's going to have to take a boat back for 8 days.
I didn't even know that going by boat was an option.
Yeah, what in the Titanic are we doing?
That's what I'm saying. Still people do that, like, for transportation, like regular transportation?
It is still a thing, I guess. I think he and maybe Ed Sheeran, they were traveling out there to a concert or something, and they took, I think it was like a cruise liner, basically. There are big ocean cruise liners that can take you on this. The boat that he was on looked a little smaller.
For transportation purposes.
Crossing.
What in the...
I guess. But anyways, 8 days on a boat by yourself across the Atlantic. Not a lot to see out there. Pretty much just open vastness of the ocean. Would you do that to go spend some time with your significant other?
If it was the only way to get to them, yeah.
But like, you're going to see them in a couple weeks. They're going to wrap up their work trip and then come on back.
Or I have to miss their birthday?
FaceTime them.
I'm taking a boat.
Selena, you could spend 8 days on a boat. You ever been out in the middle of the ocean with no land in sight?
No.
No Wi-Fi.
They have Wi-Fi.
Not this boat.
Yeah, they have a hotspot.
Yeah, they got some Starlink.
It stopped working midway through.
Selena, just 8 days out on the water every day. The boat's rocking and rolling.
I could do it.
And then 8 days back.
I could do it.
16 total days out on the water just so you can go spend the weekend with your man.
Yeah, I mean, is it like a cruise where it's like there's entertainment and there's buffets?
It didn't look like it.
Okay.
It didn't look like it.
What kind of food do they have?
Yeah, it's not great.
Just you and your thoughts?
Yeah, it's mostly just you and your thoughts.
Do they have alcohol?
Yeah, but you're getting a little seasick because you've been out there rocking and rolling for a bunch of straight days. Yeah,
I would still do it.
Wow, Jess, your man is on a work trip. He's going to be back in a couple weeks, but you have the opportunity to go visit him. You just have to take a boat all the way across the Atlantic and back. Would you do it?
I don't know if I could. The water scares me. The ocean in general scares me.
You're not much of a swimmer.
Yeah, I would actually pass away if something happens to the
boat. They have life jackets.
Yeah.
It just feels like that's not
enough. Didn't you see the Titanic?
They have those little boats where they're like, women and children. Women and children only. Like, you're good.
And then I'm just bobbing around out there holding on to a floating door.
Yes.
And then and then you slowly let me slip away down into the vast, cold darkness of the ocean.
I mean, if I didn't have to work and, like, I had all the time in the world and the money.
You do?
Then, yeah.
Okay.
Why not? I mean, what else?
Graham, I know you would. I know you're giving us a hard time, but I feel like you would do anything for your wife.
I think I would do it once. For the story, it's pretty cool. I took a boat all the way across the Atlantic. That's pretty incredible. I once took a bus from here all the way to Detroit. You know, we all got stories. That one's true. You know what I mean? I do it once. I don't want this to become a routine thing. If she's every work trip she goes to Europe, I got to hop on a boat for 8 days.
Maybe every work trip, only when it lands on her birthday.
True.
You know?
But that's a lot.
I think that's so romantic. You know, say what you want about Benny Blanco, but he loves her.
He does love her a lot.
Yeah.
Which is shocking because she talks so
slow. It should be shocking the other way.
Well, also that. I'm surprised by a lot of parts of that relationship.
The whole thing. So many questions.
That don't make sense.
But good
to me.
For them.
Imagine then the cross-country driving. He did recently take a flight, though. I saw some video of that. So he has been on a plane before.
Well, then just take a flight to wherever she's at.
It seemed like he was on a very short flight. Somewhere. I don't know where it was. Like, it was like a very quick flight, and he did look a little terrified. But if you've gotten on one flight, versus being on a boat for 8 days, I'll take the sheer terror of the flight.
Yeah. It seems like less can go wrong on a flight, maybe.
And it's over quicker.
Yeah.
When you crash.
Wow, Graham.
Because, like, the boat sinking, we saw the movie. It takes a long time for that thing to just ease down and break in half and sink down to the bottom.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.